Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet Mabez, right at the bottom of the daf, as the Gemara just got into Brisa about Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla. I'm quoting the discussion, if you remember, the Mishnah had discussed about Sa'or, about bringing the Sa'or and the flour from within, from without, getting into different measurements, and then the Gemara went into who is the author of this brisa, the Tosefta Trumas, Tarbet Te'edim al Grogoris, fresh figs on the dry figs, and the Gemara and understood the brisa as not exactly being so exact in its measurements. The question is who is the author of this brisa that says that one does not have to be so exact. We spoke about the different dais in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says maybe the answer is that it's about Shumas Meiser and Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla. Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, or Gomel, holds that even by Shumas Meiser, one doesn't have to be, sorry if the throat's a little sore, even by Shumas Meiser, the throat doesn't have to be so as exact. One could give min hayafeh and ba'ayin yafeh even by Shumas Meiser, even though we would say meikra din that it has to be 10%. My truma, as we mentioned, is there's no shear in the Torah. Midar Raisa chita achas poteres es akri, but Meiser is from the word eser. It's 10%. The Shumas Meiser is 10% of that, like 1/100. So that's what the Me'ikra din is. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Gomel, it could also be Be'omed, and one could give it Berevach. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Elazar ben Gomel Omer, V'nechshav lachem chumaschem, betray chumos hakasa medaber. Achas chuma gadola, v'achas chumas meiser. Whether it's chuma gadola or chumas meiser, and we compare them. Kishem chuma gadola, niteles Be'omed, ube machshava, just like chuma gadola can be given with estimation. Ba'omed ube machshava kach chumas meiser nitelas ba'omed ube machshava show to chumas meiser. So if the brisa had a little bit more than what was supposed to be given, the dry figs, the fresh figs, that's okay because we're talking about chumas meiser. It's according to about Elazar ben Gomel. And one more line, machuma gadola ba'ayin yafeh af chumas meiser ba'ayin yafeh. So it's a flexible 10%, so to speak, and therefore it is okay. And that's the answer to our brisa. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll talk about a number of items. Umina, and once you're talking about this brisa, from this opinion, Rashi, Klomar, Mehadra Balazar Gufa, Maisi Percha, but from this, I'll ask you a question. Amar Balazar Bar Biosi, Abba Hayanotel Eser Groger Shabimiksoa, Al Tishim Shabakalkala. My father used to take 10 dried figs in the Miksoa, which is the kli that was used to dry, on 90 that are still in the basket, meaning 10%. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Kamosha Hain, if you go by what was, then Shapir. So then, fine. I understand you could give more than needed, but you can't give less than needed. Right, you can't give less than 10%, Trumas Meiser. So if you say it's more, then fine. Ela'i amrit kamo shehein. But if you go as they are, butzulu, then you're giving too little, because you're giving 10 dried figs on 90 fresh figs. That's less than 10%. So why would that be okay? Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar Balazar, shiny grogeris. The dried figs are different. Ho'il v'yachol l'sholkan u'lahachzir on the kamo shehein. Because after all, you can make the dry figs into fresh figs, right? You could soak them and they could get bloated and they could get bigger. So even though as they are right now, they look less, but biyadcha to make them bigger, and therefore it is, different. Good. So again, the concept of biyado to do something comes up in other contexts of halacha, comes up by isurin, and it comes up by nemanis. But we'll leave that for now. Let's go back to the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Gomel as the brisa said. So number one, the brisa says machshava. Truma gadola can be taken by machshava. What exactly does that mean? What does it mean that Truma Gedola can be taken b'machshava? So Rashi says b'feirish, Rashi on the top Rashi, Kedarina ba'alma, no sin eina b'tzad zeh, v'ochle b'tzad acher. I could look, put my eyes at one side, and eat at the other side. Literally machshava. If you look at Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pierce Bakotras, Tosfos b'machshava, Kedarina ba'alma, mashma sharatz, amar mishum dechsev v'nechshav, sharilechol below afrasha. v'shoyinami b'shtika, they should also have eidah b'sad zeh, v'ochel b'sad acher. To call zeh nafka, mivin nechshav. Tosfos and pshat of Rashi, and Rashi says, I could just look at one side of the fruit, have in mind maybe that my truma is going to come from there, and then eat from the other side of the fruit. That's machshava. That's shumas meiser. And even shuma can be taken that. Od pirish lashon acher, but Tosfos says maybe it's not so fast. There's another daya. Maybe that's not what machshava means. Machshava doesn't mean nothing. Machshava doesn't mean you didn't do anything. Oh, there's another pirish. Look at the end of Bechoros. B'machshava shemachashi v'omer. Shnei lukesh anase lahafrish. Af api sha'ata eno mafrish klum. A second day of machshava is, you said it. You were korei shame. You just didn't do the physical hafrasha. Right, according to that daya, of course it can't just be machshava. You need at least kriya shem. You need to say, this is where it's going to be taken from. Machshava just means you don't have to actually physically separate it. 2 days of the Rishonim. What does machshava mean? Ratzalom or the dibur tzarech? Of course you need dibur. Vada sharya below afrasha, kari machshava, and that which is allowed without afrasha, that's good enough to be called machshava. Machshava doesn't mean literally machshava. Machshava can mean you didn't do it, but you said it. Vyashka chanami duchta de kari machshava la dibur. You find other places where we call dibur machshava. You have to say it, but it calls the thinking like a sugya that we've quoted many times over the past couple of months. Kimo, like he quotes the sugya at the end of Meseches, Perakamafkid. A called Rapesh Damrinan, Chayav Machshava Kamaisa. Right, what about Shlichus Yad? What about Pigol? What about all the the cases where there's a Machshava Poselis? So Tosva says that sometimes it's called Machshava, even though you might need Dibur. Venira de below Dibur Nami Avichuma. But then Tosva says, but I think even pure Machshava would work. He quotes from the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Shumos. Either way, this is the question in the Rishonim, whether Machshava means literally Machshava, or it just means that you said it, but you weren't Mafrish. Would this be the same issue as, let's say, the Machshavos Apostolos? Tosfos brings that in. Would you be mechalek? Would you say it's the same thing? If you say that pigol has to be said, if you say that shlichus yad has to be said, so then this has to be said too. Would you be? Is there any reason to be mechalek between the two? So I saw in the Dvir HaKodesh, he discusses based on this Tosfos why that Tosfos says by truma what Tosfos is maskana you don't need any dibur, just machshava. Right, he quotes that Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Shumos. While by Pigol and Shlichus Yad, Bali Tosfos say you do need Dibur. Unlike Rashi. Rashi in a few places seems to say it's plain Machshava. But other times not. But what would be the difference fundamentally between whether somebody does not need an action, would it need Dibur or not? So he suggests it based on a Briska Rav. The Briska Rav discusses at the beginning of Maseches Vachim, I think we quoted this at the time, that whenever you are required to create a chalos, whenever you are trying to create a new status, you have to say something. You can't just think it. Thinking doesn't create a new status. When you get married, you can't just think about what you're doing with the ring, right? You got to say something, right? Dibur. Right? Whenever you're creating a new status, you require a dibur. So by pigol, says the Briska Rav, which is a chalos psul, you need dibur, according to Tosfos. And also, ksiva sefer Torah. You're imbuing the sefer Torah with kedusha. It's not just a physical item with words on it. You're imbuing it with kedusha. That's why, when it comes to that, you need dibur. Masha'ekin, bekavana, beksivas aska, I'm sorry, vechei beksivas sefer Torah, vechalos klusha sefer Torah. Masha'ekin, bekavana, beksivas askaros besefer Torah. The special kavana, when you write Shem Hashem, is that giving it new kedusha? When you do general, ksivas sefer Torah, l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah. But the extra kedusha of writing Shem Hashem, that's not a chalos b'frei atzmo. That's a din kavana b'ksiva. That's why it would be okay even b'machshava. That's the Briska Rav's yisod. Whenever you are creating a new chalos, you need to say it. And if not, if it's just l'shma, then even just thinking it. So now, says the Dvir HaKodesh, based on that, so now let's think about this case. When I'm mafresh truma, so am I creating a new chalos or not? So Pasha, I would say, of course you are. You're going from tevel to truma. So of course you're creating a new chalos. So of course you would need dibur. But maybe he says, what's truma doing? You're being mafresh, right? There are certain elements in this sugya, there are certain ideas in the sugya, that maybe it's not just creating, but it's more of uncovering. There's truma in here already. I'm just separating where it is. I'm just being megale. It gets into sugyas of breira, yes. But maybe that's the chakira, that's the question about how to look at Afresh's truma. Is it creating a new chalos of truma, or is there truma in here when it grows? Tevel is defined by its truma, right? That's that Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos Pevav that we've quoted. Rashi quotes, truma is, tevel is also because of the truma shebo. Right, and Tosfos says, so why can't a kohen eat it? Why is tevel usher to a kohen? If it's just usher mishum the truma shabo, a kohen can eat truma. A kohen should be able to eat tevel. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says back, no. Maybe Rashi assumes that even truma is usher to a kohen until hafrasha is done. Just like certain elements of karbanos are usher to a kohen before zrika is done. Even though the kohen is going to be mutter, you're still not mutter until this is done. So you can say the same thing about truma. But if you take that type of approach, that Tevel is usher because of the Truma Shabo, then maybe you could look at Hafrash's Truma. It's not creating anything. Right? It's the same Misa B'dei Shemayim for Azar, by Tevel and by Truma. So you're just uncovering. So maybe, according to the Biskarov, that's the Chagira. If it's creating, you would need Dibur. Tosva says, no, you don't need Dibur, because maybe Tosva looks at it as you're just uncovering. He says, okay, B'yei Shlomar, Dikida Asi Lafrash Truma, Lekab Amaisav, Asiyas Chalos, Rak Birur Chalakim. Right, that's the issue, and that's why maybe Rashi, you would say pure machshava would work. If you say dibur, so maybe you would need something more. That could relate that issue of whether you are uncovering or whether you are creating to the general topic we discussed, I think, 2-3 weeks ago. We mentioned it, but again, the Gadlus of Dafyomi is over and over again solidifying it in our machshava, and that is, how do we look at Hafrasha's Truma? Is the focus the Hafrasha? Is the focus the Nesina? The more you focus on the Hafrasha, maybe you're creating... Again, you don't have to say this, but you might say this. If you focus on the Hafrasha, so maybe that's because you're creating something with the Hafrasha. If you focus on the Nesina to the Kohen, so maybe because it's already done. What are you doing by the Hafrasha? You're just separating. It's already there. But giving it to the Kohen, that's something new. That's taking it to the next level. So you might say these are connected, and that, if you remember, is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Or at least it could be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, one mitzvah of Truma, one mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, one mitzvah of Maaser Ani, one mitzvah. It doesn't separate between Hafrasha and Nesina. And the Ramban thinks that you should. Rabban says that there should be a difference. Rabban on the Shrushim, on Shorish Yudbeis, the Rabban says, Gibit Varmatov Lemhem Shtei Mitzvos Bevadai. It's definitely two mitzvahs. Vamashab is a chala. Chala. Shke kol Isa Asura Lanu Achenafri Shosa. Vinitz Tavinu Ba Mitzvah Nifredes. Shenemar Chala Tarimu Truma. Vishalo Yalib Libenu Shenarimosa. Lohotzia Isa Me Isser. Vinazva O Nashlich Osa Ba Eish. By chala, there's the hafrasha of the chala, and there's the nesina to the kohen. Shenemar mereishis ariso sechem titnu lashem truma. Two different psukim. Two psukim. Tarimu truma and titnu lashem truma. V'chenis tavinu b'nesinas truma. Reishis tegancha tirosh kavitzarecha titen lo. V'nis tavinu tchila b'haramasa min ha-mitzvah haba'a b'chala. So it says the Ramban, it's two separate mitzvot. By Nesina, he has on a bunch of mitzvot here. And then he says, V'ilu haya mitzvah aleinu ha-Nesina l'kohen, mipazik tigon chadirosh v'yisarecha, titen lo, lo yigoz v'al leinu l'varech b'jad hafrasha. Right, if it's just the hafrasha, you would make a bracha then. I'm sorry, if the fact that you make a bracha b'shas hafrasha, says the Ramban, means that there's something separate and significant that happened already then. Right, we had that already, right? Back on Daf Mem Beis. You only make a bracha at the end game, the end stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you put the tzitzis on the baguette or when you write the mezuzah. All of those, we had that, that's that daf that Tosis quoted the Rambam, Menachas Mem Beis, on the bottom. But that's the issue here between the Rambam and the Ramban about all of these mitzvahs. Again, it could be connected to how do you look at what you're doing with the Hafrasha. It might be connected to a lot of things. Right, it might be two sides of one coin. There's Afrasha and there's an Asina. Has to do with Ilchas Brachas. Has to do with what the Afrasha is. So, again, and you might be Mechalik. You might be Mechalik between Mais Truma and Shubas Meiser and Chala and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. There might be Chalukim. We're not going to go through them now, but if you look in the formulations of the Rambam and the Chinuch in all these mitzvos, there are slight differences between what the mitzvah is, even according to the Rambam. That is one per mitzvah is the focus, the hafrasha is the focus, the nesida. Are you machalik between matnas kahuna and matnas aniyim? Also, a difference. Why, when I separate peah, that's different than separating, you know, other items, right? It's not tevel before I give peah. But again, this is all just questions to bring up that we might connect to. It also might relate to the issue of whether hafrasha is a mitzvah or a matir. Again, these are all related topics, right? If I have no plans, the question of the Taz in Yeridea and Simon Aleph, I have no plans to eat from my field. Is there still a mitzvah of hafrasha? I have no plans to eat it. Is there still a mitzvah to be mafresh to give it to the Kohen? Or no, it's a matir. If you're planning to eat it, then do it. If not, not. So again, all of these are connected issues, but that is all from the word machshava. That's what we spoke about so far. The word machshava, machlokas between two days in Tosfos, just like truma, so too trumas meiser. Good. The Achronim also discuss the related to what we said at the end of Shir yesterday. Right? We quoted the discussion of the Ramban and the Ritva and others back in Masechah Shabbos. Right, going back now on the end of what we just spoke about. Back to our issue of what is and what was. What do we focus on in halacha? We discussed the Rishonim ask in Shabbos, Tafsadi Aleph, stira between Ilchus Shabbos and Ilchus Menachos. Rabbi Ilchus Shabbos, you go by what is, it carries something out and it expands or it gets skinnier. Do you compare that to Ilchus Shabbos? And the Rashba came up with a chilik that don't compare the two. Don't compare the two. So if you just look, there's one source I neglected to mention yesterday, and that is the Tosos Chaim. Tosos Chaim is Menachem Zemba, right? Who was killed in the Shoah, and he has a sefer on Hotza'ah and related issues on Masechah Shabbos. We just quoted from this a little bit in the past, and he discusses this machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba that we mentioned yesterday. The Ramban quotes the Ramban, Dekasav, Dekamo, Darab Menachos, just like by Menachos, anything that originally did not have the requisite shear, even if it blows up, it's not called a shear. Hu Adin L'Shabbos, She'ochel, She'lohaya Bo Kishir, V'nizbal L'Grogos Lo Avishir. The Ramban was not Machalik fundamentally, but we didn't read the Ramban yesterday, we just read the Rashba and the Ritva. The Ramban was not Machalik fundamentally, just like it's not enough for Kizayas in other areas like Menachos, so too when it comes to Shabbos. And the Rashba, his Talmud, argued on him and said, Shaini kol yisurim shabat Torah deboy shir mitzad adin. V'kivan delo havi be meikar kezayis lomani nisbak l'shavi kashir. Even if you say by Menachos, it's not enough if it blows up. You go by what was, but that's because inherently you never had it. You didn't have the requisite shir. But by Shabbos, there's a different point of lechas machsheves, of achsheve. Did you do what you wanted to do? And do you consider this significant? That if you did, that's enough. That's the machlokas with the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Tosfos Chaim just notes that maybe the Ramban, how do you explain the Ramban? Right? He agrees in lechas machsheves too. Right? So he agrees that Shabbos is unique. So why would it, right? We focused yesterday on the Rashba and the Ritva. But the Ramban wouldn't say that. So explains the Tosfos Chaim. Maybe according to the Ramban, it's not either or. There's a double issue by Shabbos. There's a double issue, right? There's a din of Melachas Machsheves, and there's also a din of Shiurim, the general din of Melachas Moshe Misinai. You don't just negate that by Shabbos. V'lachein says, according to the Ramban, you have an idea of Melachas Machsheves, but step one is Shiurim and Kala Torah Kula. If you don't have Shiurim and Kala Torah Kula, then you're not going to get to the next step of Melachas Machsheves. That's his Yesod. The kiva, the nisbach, be'etzem, lav shi'ura, hu ba'alma, gam b'shabbos lo mahani. The Shabbos yesh bo adifus, mishari surim. The boy gam chashivus, avalo migra, l'shelo yitztarech shir be'etzem. So you have to work out that, you saw that we mentioned yesterday about Malachas Machsheves, how that works out. He relates it to the Rashbam and Baal Basra. Also, we've quoted this in the past on Daf Nun Hey. The Rashbam says, Malachas Machsheves is the source that you need to shear by Shabbos, which is unusual. You might have thought that's a din in just halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What's Malachas Machsheves? Malachas Yeretz Yichaligufa, Mis'asig, Makalkel, many of the other principles, not Chatzishir. Chatzi Shir is a general Kala Torah Kula principle. But that Rashbam holds that Shir is also part of Melech Lachsheves. That also might relate to this Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashbam. Okay, let's continue now with the next part of the Sukkah. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Tarmin, according to Rashi, this is still talking about Shumas Meiser. So we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. Tarmin, Te'enim Ala Groger is, you're allowed to take fresh figs. You're allowed to take Shumas Meiser or fresh figs for dry figs. B'makom sheregilon lasos te'enim grogeris. In a place where they make fresh figs into dry figs. Right? So if they make figs, fresh figs into dry figs, you can give truma from fresh figs. Velo grogeris al te'enim, but not the opposite. Dry figs are more inferior. They're generally worse. So you can't give the inferior dry figs and have in mind the fresh figs. V'afilu b'makom sheregilon lasos te'enim grogeris. Even in a place where they make the fresh figs into dry figs, you can't give the dry figs. That's the brisa. Why not? They're inferior, right? They're not as good, and therefore we will talk more about that in a minute. Amar Mar, so let's talk about this brisa. Tarmin teinim ala groger is bakashugi and lasso teinim groger is. You're allowed to give the fresh figs if they make it into dry figs. Says the Gemara, b'malkam shugilim in b'malkam she'ain regilim lo. You're only allowed to make it. You give the fresh figs in a place where they make it into dry figs, but if they don't make it into dry figs, so then you can't? Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? Ideika Kohen, if there is a Kohen in the city, meaning you could give it to him now and he can enjoy it right now, Makom She'eino Ragel Amaylo, so why can't you give fresh figs? Why can't you give fresh figs in a place where they don't make it into Te'enim? Grogris. V'atanan, Makom Sheish Kohen, Tarmin Ayafe. We learned in Maseches Trumos, it's always good to give the best type of fruit for Truma. And then here, fresh figs are better than dry figs, and there's a Kohen here, give it to him, he'll enjoy it. So why wouldn't you be able to give fresh figs if there's a Kohen there? Elapshita Deleka Kohen. It must be there's no Kohen there. And therefore, fresh figs isn't going to help any Kohen, right? Because he's not there. So it's better to have dry figs because they're miskayim, right? They last more. Fresh figs wouldn't last. And therefore, that's what the brisa, the first part of the brisa must be talking about. When it says you can only give fresh figs for dry figs in a place that it makes it into dry figs. Ema seifa, but what about the next line of the brisa? But you can't give dry figs for fresh figs, even in a place where they make them into dry figs. But if there's no Kohen, am I low? But if there's no Kohen, so why wouldn't you be able to do this? We learned in that same Mishnah, if there's no Kohen, give from what lasts. Don't give from what's the best, because that doesn't help anybody. There's no Kohen here. You're going to have to take it to the other city. You're going to have to wait for a Kohen to come. So therefore, why wouldn't that be good? Elapshita deika Kohen. It must be in the Sefer of the Brisa that we're talking about a case where there is a Kohen there. So Resha deleka Kohen, Sefer deika Kohen. What? So is that what we're able to say? The first line of the Brisa is the Kohen is there, and the Kohen is not there, and the second line of the Brisa, the Kohen is there? The Gemara says, yes, and that's what you'd have to say. Resha deleka Kohen, Sefer deika Kohen. That's... sometimes you have to say that even though it's dachuk. And Amar of Papa, Shmamina, Dachkinon, Umukminon, Masnison, betray Tame, Volomukminon, betray Tanoi. It's better to be Mokim Abraisa, two Okimtis, two cases, rather than two people. They're both difficult, but it's better to keep it as one opinion. Better to keep it as one opinion. That's more dachuk, to say that the Braisa is reflecting two different opinions. I'd rather say it's one opinion and just different cases that are not mentioned explicitly. The Ramban counts a separate, besides what we just spoke about counting a separate Hafrasha and Nesina, the Ramban does count another separate mitzvah. So by the way, we know that everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvos. You have to fill up the list of Taryag by the end of the Minyan. So sometimes when the Ramban argues on the Rambam in the Shrushim, or even in the Minyan HaMitzvos, it's not clear that Lamaskana he held that way. Because if you look in the mitzvos that the Ramban added after the Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't count all these extra mitzvos with Afrashas and Asinas. So even though he argued on the Rambam and he says, this is what you should do, what he held Lamaskana is not so clear. because he should have added in all these mitzvos, and he didn't. So it's just a ha'ara. So the Ramban obviously felt that way at some point. Did he hold the lamaskana? You know, it's not so clear. But there's another Ramban, which he does count, a separate mitzvah. The ninth mitzvah's asay that the Ramban counts, that he adds on to the Rambam. Should it's tavinu bafrishenu truma, shenafrishosa min hayafe, o min hashave. He counts a separate mitzvah's asay daraisa to be mafrish the best. Our Gemara. Be mafris to einim, in a place where there's a kohen there, not the grogris. To give the best, not to give the worst. Lo min hara la yafe. Hu shenemar, mikol matrosechem tarimu shumas Hashem, mikol chalbos mikdashom imenu. Vechein, behifrish halevi, shumas meiser, lo yafrish min hara. And he quotes, this is a separate mitzvah asei. The Rambam obviously would feel this is just a detail of Hilchas Truma, of Afrash's Truma. The Ramban feels the need to count this as a separate mitzvah. If you look in the Megillas Esther, Megillas Esther is always the defense attorney for the Rambam against the Ramban. Sometimes he, some of the Achronim point out that sometimes he goes so far. There are some defenders that no matter what, the person I'm defending cannot be wrong. Cannot be wrong, ever. The on the bottom of the Rambam, the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz always defends the Rambam. The optional Shlomo, when it's like Dhamma to Baba Kama, says you're only a good defender if you have intellectual honesty. Right? If you always try to defend the Rambam, even when the Rambam is clearly, in the words of the optional Shlomo, not correct and very difficult, you have to sometimes say, Tzarachin. You have to sometimes say, you know, what can I do? I don't understand it. And he says, and if you don't do that, then you lose your credibility. Says the Apshel Shlomo. So he says the Migdal Oz every time. Come on, sometimes the Rambam is difficult. So the Megillas Esther is always defending the Rambam. Again, we're just saying what these sources say. But they're also, they're meshubid, they're loyal, they're, you know, they're doing what they can. But the Ramban here quotes this mitzvah. It says the Megillas Esther, Venir Ali, Ki Mashal Omana Harav, who? Why didn't the Rambam quote this separately? Lefi Shechiyef Afrashim and Ayafe, Hu Echon Me'adik Dukim Asher Nemru B'mitzvahs Afrashis Shruma. It's one of the parts of the mitzvah. Kfar hishrish lano arab b'shorah zayin. We already learned in shorah zayin, she'ein roi limnos dikduke mitzvah. You don't count details of every mitzvah as a separate. It's part of the mitzvah. V'yavah b'shem hifrish min hara al hayafe. Kfar kiyei mitzvah safrashas truma. Kamosh amar haramban. And even though if you're mafrish min hara al hayafe, it works. Mikom akom lo tavo b'minyin. It's still not going to count as lechatchila. Shlohuter lo lasus kein lechatchila. Kitzorach shiyitra min hayafe. V'im kein lo nuchal limnot v'zaseh lafrit shumah bilvad. Shekom mitzvah zaseh shebo batorah. He mitzvah lasos on lechatchila. V'yafar shebilvad eina mitzvah shenasos on lechatchila. V'chulu he continues. Gets a little bit into lechatchila but the avid by mitzvos. But that's the pashas of the Rambam. He doesn't count it because it's a detail. But the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah zaseh. To be mafrish min hayafe, and that has to do right here with our Gemara that talks about min hayafe. Interesting, this Gemara comes up also in Kiddushin. Right, Kiddushin, when a person has to give a woman something of value, so what happens if the woman's not here, and I'm giving her to her shliach l'kabbalah? Hariyam mukudesh shli, and I give it to the shliach l'kabbalah. What if it's fruit? You give a fruit for a Kiddushin. What if it's fruit that by the time it gets to the woman, it's going to be spoiled? So does that make a difference? What if the shliach lekabbalah could get benefit from it? What if it's a shliach laolacha? What if it's worth not worth something here, but it's worth something there? The opposite kind of case, right? The Gemara talks about a case, if you give something that's worth less than a shevet pruta, maybe chayshinan shevet shevet pruta b'madai. Maybe in madai, it's worth a pruta. Right? All cases of that, do you go by right now, objectively, does it have value? Or is there utility for the person who's supposed to get it? Not inherently does it have value. If the coin's not here, it doesn't matter if it's a fresh fig, right? If the coin's not here, it's not going to help. So it's by the woman. If it's about hana'ah by a marriage, so that also might have similar discussions. The Gemara and the Rambam uses lashonos of davar hamiskayim. Davar hamiskayim, because it's about the hana'ah that can be gotten. Good. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, again, this parak has a lot of yesodos about all menachas. That's what this parak, right? Started off with all menachas, Rabos Matzah, name of the parak, except for dot, dot, dot. Fine, next. Kala menachas. Niloshos beposhrin. All menachas are kneaded with lukewarm water. Wow. Right, we mentioned this already outside, but here's the Mishnah. We thought a mincha is only flour and oil and lavona and frankincense. Says the Mishnah, water too. Poshrin. We had a machlokas earlier, if you remember, of by a minchas chote, right? So they put in a little bit of water, right? That's the because it's very difficult. Remember we said it's very hard to do that kmitza, right? We'll have to get back to that. But we had way back on, where is this? On back in the chafs, I think, in the chafs, chaf gimel, chaf dalet. I'll have to find it. But again, the question is about adding liquid. Do we is liquid able to be added? Again, we'll get back to that when we can. But either way, let's just focus on this now. So kol ha'melacha d'lasa b'poshen u'misham run shalo yachmitzu. Right, we had it recently also, but we had it earlier, right back on yesterday's daf. Right, we had yesterday's daf where we discussed the kmitza. I was thinking about a sugya earlier, but again, yesterday we already had adding. But we had some that said maybe even lechachila, even adding a little oil that was left over. That was what I was thinking of. Okay, either way, says the Mishnah. All menachas are, use a little water, umeshamish lechmitz, you have to just make sure that they don't become chametz, because a little water could hasten the leavening process. Vimechmitzu, shiareha, over below, sase. And if the shiareim do become chametz, then Isser daraisa. Shneamar kol mincha shetegiv al Hashem lo se ase chametz v'chayav al lishasa v'al arichasa v'al afiyasa. And what is chayav for any of the stages of processing, the kneading and the shaping and the baking? Any of it. What is the source that you can add water? Gemara doesn't talk about it. Gemara talks about the isser of chametz. Where is the source of adding water? So the Chazon Ish, I think we mentioned this outside before, the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Hey says, based on a Tosfos later on, Svara. This must be what the Torah wants. Because it needs to be kneaded. It needs to be kneaded well. And without any water, it's impossible. It's very hard. Says the Chazon Ish, Hadini Loshes B'mayim U'mishum Sheshmeinan Mu'at. You know how much oil you have to use? It's very little. The E'efshar Lefosan below Mayim. And you can't bake it without water, as Tosfos says later on in Daf Nun Zayin. Vizu mikavanas haTorah, af shelo nemar. You have to be one of the Balei HaMasorah to say something like this, right? This is what the Torah obviously wants. Vadi nilos es beposhrin mishum shapas yoser tov kishenilos beposhrin veina poshrin chova el rishus u'mishum hider mitzvah beposhrin. That's the Chazon Ish. So again, sometimes the Gedolei Olam and the Chazal, it's already based on Chazal, but explaining Chazal that this is what the Torah must want. This is what the Torah must require, because you have to need it in a certain way. Good. Mina hanimili. How do I know that there is the Isser Daraisa when it comes to Chametz, even by the Shirayim? Amrish Lakash Damar Kar Lo Seafech Chametz Chelkam, quote, Afilu chelkam lo seafech chametz. So we put the kam in a different place. Even chelkam, even the shirayim, one is allowed to bake into chametz. Good. V'hai lahach yudah asa. Really? Is that what this pasuk is coming to teach me? Haimi boy lele kitetanya. Don't you need it for the following brisa? Lo seafech chametz. Matam alomar. V'akfar nemar lo seafech chametz. There's a larger, more inclusive pasuk. Don't have it made into chametz. Seaseh. Seafeh is only one detail. Right? Seaseh is much more inclusive. So why do you need the seafeh? Lufishin emar lo seaseh chametz yachal lo yechayev ela achas al kulam. I might have thought that you're only chayev if you do all the steps of the process. Or if you do all of them, you only get one avera, achas al kulam, tamil omar lo seaseh. It says one of the parts. Afiyah bichlal haisa. Afiyah was really included in the asiyah. Lama yatzis lakish alav to be makish ma afiyah miyuchedes shimaisi yachidi v'chayav en alav b'fnei atzma. Just like afiyah is a independent act and you're chayav by itself, afani avil lishasa v'arichasa v'chol maisi yachidi sheba, including any independent action, lasuya kituf shumaisi yachidi, even smoothing out the top of the loaves, which is also a maisi yachidi v'chayav en alav b'fnei atzma. Question mark. So you see from this brisa that this pasuk is already used up. So you can't use that to teach me that there's an isser of baking even by the shirayim. So the Gemara says, anan mechelkam ka'amrinan. We learned it from the extra word chelkam. Right? Chelkam is next to lo siyaseh, right? And that's how we learn it. Says the Gemara, Ve'emakule lach yudasa. So maybe that's what it's all teaching me. Maybe it's not meant to teach me both things. Imkein lichtov kra chelkam lo seafech chametz. You should have said the subject first. My lo seafech chametz chelkam shmami natarti. So it must be that it's teaching me both. Stop there for a moment. So we're talking about all the different stages. Every stage is separate. Right? Every stage is chayiv bifnei atzma. Right? The Rambam says on the Mishnah, even just putting the water into the flour, right? That itself is going to be chayiv. Because that's also a stage of lisha. Right? When it says lishasa, right, what does it mean? Right? This relates to Sheikh Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we know that it's machlokas tanoim. What's lisha daraisa? We're machmir lamaisa by both. Adding the liquid or mixing. Right? Rebbe and machlokas in the second parak of Shabbos, I think, or earlier in Shabbos and later in Shabbos, but that's, we're machmir lamaisa in both stages. So even just adding the water. Right, already it starts binding right when the liquid is connected to the flour, and therefore the Rambam is mashma, and we would be machmir any of the process of kneading leading up to its becoming chametz is going to be asur d'oraisa. Right, the Shmir Shabbos writes in Paraches, that's the Malach of Lisha. He says lamaisa. Ain iser lisha min haTorah v'aflo midrabanan elamken yismalu shlosha tzraim. Lisha is only shia arev shnei chomrim zeh bazeh. Right, you have to mix two things together, a liquid and a solid. One of them has to be solid. Lefachot echad chomrim alol yedakim o kemach v'chulu and shekitot saami lisha sachomrim tafoch hataroz l'gushechad. There's a binding element that takes place, but the iser takes place. He says a little bit later, even if you just add the liquid. Or even if you just mix, and the liquid was added before Shabbos. Either of those we paskin as asa l'maisa. One might be d'oraisa, one might be d'rabanan, but again, that is the l'maisa. So again, there's a lot by Lisha that we could talk about, but that's not our topic now, but that's the whole parakhes in Shmir Shabbos discusses Lisha. Let's get back to the our Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Eima, so we just said, why does it say Afia separately? To teach me that you're chayef for each and every one. The Eima Afia. Maybe a fia you should be chayiv separately. Inoch lechayiv chada kulu, but all the other parts you're chayiv only one altogether. If you do all of them, no. Says the Gemara, Mishum David Davar Shalai Bechlau V'yatsam and Akol Olamid. The rule, one of the rules of darshaning, it was included in the principle and it went out. Lo Olamid Alatzmal Yatsa El Olamid Alklal Kulo Yatsa. Right? It teaches it's megale on the whole klal. One example is megale on the klal. Ve'ema lo sase klal lo se afeh prat klalu prat ein bechlal ela mashav prat afia in midiachrini lo. How do you know to use generally to be megala on the klal? Maybe it should be limited. So Amar Rebbe Abturiki mishum davi klalu prat hamuuchakin zemizeh. They're not right next to each other, right? One's in Vayikra, one's in Saf. Chol klalu prat hamuuchakin zemizeh. You don't also be klalu prat. You can't use klalu prat if they're not right next to each other. According to Rebbe Abturiki. There is a machlokes, what does meruchak mean? What if it's in the same pasuk, but there's something in between? Does that have to be another topic in between? That's the machlokes elsewhere. Rashi and Tosfos here seem to say that there has to be something else in between. It's a different parsha. Other Rishonim is a Tosfos in Moed Katan on Daf Gimel, that even if it's in the same pasuk, but there's something, you don't need a topic in between to be meruchak zemizeh. It's not right next to each other. But either way, here, it's definitely separate. Tosfos also discusses, Tosfos on top, what's the havamina that you'd be chayev one on all? When did you give hasra? Right? When was the hasra given? Right? That's always mechalek between the different types. Tosfos says on top, v'im tomar, ida asru, if you give hasra on each one, on separately the lisha, then of course you're going to be chayev on each one. If you didn't give hasra, then of course you're going to be chayev only one. So what's the case that I would have thought you're chayev on each one? Kamash malon, you're only chayev one. So Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, dehacha, second skinny line, Afilo Isra kalachas va'achas. Even if you would have given asra on all of them, I would have thought you're only chayav one. Why? Mishum dekfar nifsala. It's already nifsal. It's a process and it's already chametz. So if it's already chametz, that would have been the havamina. It's already done. You're not chayav anymore. Kamash malan, you'd be chayav on each and every one. Even though it's nifsal. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mazar Vada Barava, Vyarmila Kedi. Some say it was Kedi, anonymous, or that's his name. Vakalu Prat Murchakin Zemizeh, Ain Dunno Sobakalu Prat, if they're far away, you don't do as a klal prad v'atanya. But we learned v'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchay ha'olah lefnei Hashem chatas hu yishach the seer of the nasi, which is an example of a chatas in the place where yishach to the olah heichan olah nishchatas b'tzafon avze b'tzafon north v'chiyanu mikan lameidim v'alakvar nemar b'makom asher yishach tishachet olah tishachet chatas. You know that from a different pasuk, and this is a chatas, so you already know. Halamaze Yatsa Lakovo. Why did it have to say it separately? To tell us north, Shimlo Shakra, so but Safon Paslo, to tell us that it's Ma'akev. If you don't shout into the Safon, it's Pasels. Ata Omer Lakach Yatsas, O Enu Ela Shizeton Safon Venachirton Safon. Is that what it's teaching me? To be Ma'akev, or to tell me that this needs Safon and nothing else? Tamalomar Vishakra Zachatas Bimkom Ha'ola. That's the end of the brisa. So now we darshan. Time at the kazarachmana v'shachar asachatas. The only reason that you knew this is because it says an extra pasuk v'shachar asachatas in the place of the ola. Halav hachi havamina shezeton safon vein acher ton safon. But without that, I would have thought to darshan it otherwise and not to extend it. My timer. Why wouldn't we have extended it? Lav mishum davi leklalu prat v'yavagad debruchakin zebizeh dono zebeklalu prat. I would have limited it even though it's far away from each other. Isn't that why you need the extra pasuk to expand it? So you see from this brisa that even a klalu prat far from each other, we would say it's a klalu prat and we would limit it? Answer, no. Maskav l'aravashi. Hi klalu pratu, pratu klalu. V'nasa klal mosav ala prat. No, this is the opposite direction. V'srabi luhu kol mili. Right, and we would have included, and that's why we defend from the attack of the Gemara on Rabbi Abturiki's suggestion. So, Ella, Tana, Oso, Kakashale. Last line, the Gemara says, maybe Oso is what bothered. No, you know, this is the next section, so I'll have to stop here. But Ella is a different problem that they had with Abturiki, and that's why they're going to change it. Remember the Meshachachma, once we're talking about Safon. Back in Vayikra, he talks about what the significance of Tzafon is. Tzafon is from the word Safun. Tzafon relates to Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem has the ashes that is Tzafun in front of him always, and that's the connection of Tzafon. Right? And we discussed, I think, from the Or Gedalia, right, on Rosh Hashanah in the Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, the Or Gedalia in Vayera and in Moadim, right? What does it mean that the ashes are Tzafun with Hashem? You know, the Akedah didn't happen, right? He thought about doing it. He was going to do it. But what do you mean the ashes of Yitzchak? Chazal often say, Efer Yitzchak Munach Lefanav. But he wasn't burned. So the answer, the Or Gedalia explained, it was by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was so convinced, and in his thought process, it already happened. We never have that by any other Jew in history, that we have to think about doing a mitzvah and then actually do the mitzvah. We can never like think about it, and then it's ki'ilu we did it even before we did it. It's not, we're not on that level. But by Avram Avinu was ki'ilu, he did it already. His Yitzchak was already burned. That's why the Malach says, don't worry about it. You did it already. Ki asises adavar azeh. What do you mean he did? He didn't do it. What he did just means he brought him up? No, it's ki'ilu, he did it. So Hashem says, you don't have to do it anymore. But it's ki'ilu, the Efer is munach. And that's maybe why we connected this to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about the machshava. It's about the decision. It's about the plan. Right, Rosh Hashanah is, you know, we don't do vidui in Rosh Hashanah. We don't have all the alchets, because it's about the decision. It's about the machshava. Hayom haras olam. It's not the later. It's the haras. It's the earlier stage. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, and maybe that's what Akedah is. But again, that's the Meshech Chachma in Vayikra connected Akedah and Safun to Tzafon. Right, and he says that's the ayo, connected to that's why it's beforeish by Surim Sukkim. But either way, that's important to remember in terms of Tzafon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is the next couple of daf, and we put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.